expert panel of doctors and researchers pushing Canada to focus on vulnerable communities, improve data sharing before the next pandemic. The report is titled "The Time to Act is Now." And after a Michigan woman gave birth in a brewery's parking lot last week, she and her husband named their new son after the place. His middle name is Wells. It's Wells Brewery. So the brewery just returned the favor this week by naming their new special beer Special Delivery.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
With real cash up for grabs here this morning, congratulations to Nick, Brandy, and Charisse. We went 3 for 3 with winners yesterday on Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank, which is back. Two more plays coming up this morning at 7:05 and 8:05.
Coming up in a few minutes, though, we'll continue the conversation of when did you really destroy, ruin a family get-together? Aaron is having to wear that this morning, but you can weigh in and make her feel better. 604-280-1035. Here's Sabrina Carpenter on Move.
So good to be true, can't take my eyes off. right. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
messed up a family gathering. Doesn't have to be a recent family gathering. Maybe it's a family gathering like way in the past and now you can laugh about it. 604-280-1035 or you can text 103535. Erin's family gathering that she messed up actually wasn't really like way back in the past. It was just this past weekend.
Yeah, it was. I ruined Thanksgiving for my family. I was lucky enough to be invited to two Thanksgiving dinners. I offered to bring turkey to the family Thanksgiving dinner, you know, roast it, have it ready to go. Mixed up the dates, so the family dinner I didn't even go to, let alone bring the turkey.
They were on the same dates as opposed to being on different dates.
Yeah. It was a fiasco.
I will say this. I think that, like, nobody should be in charge of the main except the person that is hosting the dinner. I think that was too big of an offer.
No, I mean, family, I hear what you're saying. But I insisted, of course.
Okay. Cause I was going to try to blame them.
I insisted. When
Erin insists on doing something, it is very difficult to get her off of that.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah. Yeah. Now they're like, great.
There might be some people that if you said, oh no, don't worry about it, they go, okay.
Yeah.
And back away.
Yeah. That makes sense. You're hosting. You want to cook the turkey.
Every time you
got to let me do it. I'm going to do it. I'll do it.
100%. But I didn't.
You didn't do it.
But I didn't. No.
604-280-1035. Henry, tell us about your Thanksgiving.
Well, it wasn't this year, but it was only a couple of years. We had one of those coolers. We didn't have room for the turkey. So it had that cooler you plug in and it's either hot or cold. Well, I was supposed to keep it cold, but I plugged it into the heater and it swelled up like a balloon and it was black and purple. Yeah, we had to throw it out.
Yeah, you were trying to cool the turkey. You wound up heating the turkey from I can imagine that looked pretty nasty.
What did you end up doing for a meal instead? So no turkey, obviously.
I think I ran to the store and got a ham.
Oh, in an emergency, go grab a ham.
Yeah.
Grab a ham.
Nice Henry, wet meat.
Henry, thanks for the call.
Sweet meat.
Somebody sent us a message here saying that my aunt baked and brought the turkey. So very much like you, Erin.
Right.
Also was bringing a turkey, which I think is strange, but bringing the main to somebody's house, brought the turkey from her place. She was struggling with it. So my grandfather decided to help her out and somehow they tripped, sending the bird flying into the house, sliding across the floor into the dining room. My mom grabbed it by a leg, gave it a rinse off,
yes,
and then back into the oven without skipping a beat. Floor bird.
Floor bird.
Floor bird. Who wants some floor bird?
Kathy says she once made a pumpkin pie for dessert with salt instead of sugar.
Ooh.
At least people didn't inadvertently taste something as horrific as that would have been.
Also because you get so excited about pumpkin pie, I think. Like for most of us, if you're really into, you know, fall and Thanksgiving, like pumpkin pie is one of the main events.
Yes.
And then, I don't know, that would be, that for me, obviously I don't eat meat, but so that was a much more heinous crime than forgetting to bring a turkey.
Shelley said her ex-sister-in-law put in a frozen 18-pound bird at 11 in the morning. The 16 guests showed up at 4:30 and ate at 10:30 at night.
Yeah, the classic.
Somebody who's never had to thaw a bird before and have no idea how long it takes.
The Nat and Drew Show on Move
103.5. Well, life lessons. Gotta learn them sometime, I suppose. Coming up, one of the big, big, big Lotto Max jackpot winning tickets from a few weeks ago has been claimed. I don't know about you. Have you ever felt particularly close to a big jackpot winner? There's something about the people that claimed this ticket yesterday. Makes me feel very close to them. I'll explain coming up before 6:30.
Have you lost your health insurance card?
Yeah, but I really don't have time to deal with it. I need to help my daughter prepare for a flute recital.
Well, I've got good news for you.
The flute recital's been canceled? Oh, sweetie, you've improved so much.
No, but if you want to save time, you can replace your health insurance card online.
Talk about music to my ears.
To replace a card that's been lost, stolen, or damaged, it's faster and cheaper online. Learn more at ramq.gouv.qc.ca. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Guy, comme à chaque automne, entretient les grands arbres sur son terrain et coupe les branches mortes avec son sécateur. Guy sait qu'il doit repérer les fils électriques d'Hydro-Québec et toujours se tenir à plus de 3 mètres. Il respecte bien cette consigne de sécurité. Mais son sécateur, lui, n'a pas été maintenu à une distance sécuritaire de plus de 3 mètres. Hydro-Québec vous rappelle que les dangers de l'électricité sont courants. Pour éviter les accidents, vous devez toujours rester à plus de 3 mètres des fils électriques. Vos outils aussi.
Television's number one new hero.
I just want to help in any way I can.
Is Coulter Shaw.
We have a job for you.
Yeah, but it's a weird one.
Never stopped me before.
Justin Hartley stars in Tracker. New episode. Monday, 7, 9 central on CTV.
Imagine a fitness journey where you call the shots. At Club 16, Trevor Linden Fitness featuring She's Fit, you have freedom to shape your own workout experience. With no enrollment fees, no fixed terms, and no commitments, you can focus purely on achieving your fitness goals. And should things change, you can cancel anytime. It's membership on your terms. And with 17 convenient locations across the Lower Mainland, a healthier you is just around the corner. Club 16, Trevor Linden Fitness featuring She's Fit. Join today on site or start at trevorlindenfitness.com.
Hey, it's Brian Baumler from Stack TV. For all your home projects, find the help you need to get it done at the Vancouver Fall Home Show. Come see me and connect with hundreds of trusted experts. From kitchen and bath to flooring and decor, discover the latest trends and find innovative solutions. Get advice, get inspired, and get it done at the Vancouver Fall Home Show, October 24th to 27th at the Vancouver Convention Center. Plus, attend the show for free on Thursday, courtesy of JC Custom Home Improvement. Get your tickets online at VancouverFallHomeShow.com.
When BC voters have their say,
CTV News has you covered.
Election 2024 with Mi Jung Lee.
Live from key ridings with instant results and analysis you can trust.
Saturday at 6 on CTV News Vancouver and ctvnewsvancouver.ca.
Are you looking for an endless selection of entertainment? Get Crave. What do I mean by endless? Okay, here goes. Heart-pounding thrillers, epic adventures, the latest blockbusters, the only place to watch HBO, sizzling reality shows, homegrown originals, your favorite sitcoms. How much time do I have left? 15 seconds? Start streaming the Harry Potter film series, Shoresy, Love Island USA, HBO originals like The Penguin, House of the Dragon, The Last of Us, The White Lotus. Wait, did I mention Friends? We barely scratched the surface. Crave, endlessly entertaining.
Hi, Keith here from Speedy Glass. If your windshield is cracked, now is the best time to get it replaced and be ready to hit the rainy season. For a limited time, get a free pair of Trico wiper blades with your windshield replacement at Speedy Glass, a $60 value, installation included. New windshield, free wipers, clearly a good idea. Book your appointment today at speedyglass.ca. Hurry, offer ends November 1st. Conditions apply, details at speedyglass.ca.
Speedy Glass Replace.
Hello?
Fiona, I'm on Zanzibar with a pendant I've designed for people in love. It's sort of a three-dimensional Mobius circle.
Three-dimensional?
If you trace your finger along the pathway, your journey will circle all the way around the front and the back of the pendant before returning you to where you started.
Sounds impossible.
I call it the road we travel. I'll email you the drawings. Tell Callum and Michael that you designed it, okay?
Sarah, what am I going to do with you?
Spence.
Wow!
In Vancouver, in Langley.
Pizza Love. Lovers, it's time to go hog wild at Famoso Pizzeria.
Come savor our limited-time Korean barbecue pizza, where Naples meets Seoul. Savory, sweet, and oh so satisfying. And also introducing the new pulled pork salsa verde pizza. It's a fiesta in your mouth. Don't feel like pizza? Try the pulled pork sandwich that will have you squealing in delight.
Get pulled into Famoso Pizzeria's newest flavors today and pig out in style. Find your local pizzeria at famoso.ca.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. It's for Choices Market. You have choices to save on your groceries this week, like wild sockeye salmon fillets for $3.99 per 100 grams. Discover more online at choices.market. We've had a kind of an ongoing issue this morning. We've got regular volume on the Portman and the Alex Fraser, but we still have that crash in Poco. Maryhill Bypass westbound at Broadway. West Broadway's blocked down to one lane on the Maryhill Bypass. Leon's employee pricing event is ending Wednesday. Save 15% on Black Tag furniture and mattresses, even sale items. Visit Leon's or leons.ca for details. We've got a mix of sun and cloud ahead today. First some rain and then some sunny breaks this afternoon. The high will be 15, right now 10 degrees.
Thanks, Erin. Have you ever known anybody or met anybody who won millions and millions of dollars in the lottery? I strangely feel close to a couple that just claimed a $40 million prize.
Wow.
In the Lotto Max. I'll explain that connection here in a moment.
First, it's the Chainsmokers and Halsey. This is Closer on Move.
Hey,
was fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city in a broke down car. 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar. And I can't stop. No, I can't stop. So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder. Sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older. We ain't ever getting older.
The day I met you, I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Say, play that Blink 182 song that we beat to death in Tucson. Okay.
And Halsey on Move 103.5. Do you remember last month there was the record-setting Lotto Max jackpot, $80 million? First
yes.
time it had ever reached $80 million in Canada. Nat's mm-hmm. got the day marked down on her calendar. She plans to observe it every year.
Yes, that's right. It was a day that will live on in infamy because I did not win.
No, you did not. But some of the winners have stepped forward, including Stephanie and Brian Cantwell from Owen Sound, Ontario, a little small town, 20,000 people at the base of Georgian Bay. In Ontario. I know it well. I lived there for 3 years. My family cottage, which we still have, is about 40 minutes away from Owen Sound. Anyway, Stephanie and Brian went and picked up their big $40 million check for their share because there were two winners of that $80 million jackpot. One sold in Quebec, and Brian and Stephanie were the Ontario winners. They picked up their prize yesterday. They, funnily enough, went into work that morning.
Oh, look at them.
When they're like, this can't possibly be real. This can't possibly be real. And they just tried to carry on with their lives and went into work that morning. And apparently that lasted about 5 minutes. And then they were like, what are we doing?
So they went into work, but they didn't stay the day.
It didn't sound like it. Like they stayed the day.
Exactly. They're like, wait a minute.
Doesn't sound like that at all. Anyway, because I know the city so well, I live there, I work there, I also know exactly where they bought their lottery ticket. Because they say in the stories, you know, they bought it at the Petro-Canada at the corner of Highway 6 and 10, which merge in Owen Sound. And I'm like, I know that gas station.
That's fun.
I've been at that gas station.
That's fun.
And there's something about, like, I don't know anybody who's won Mega Millions. I actually do know a couple of people who have won a couple of $100,000 in lottery prizes over the years, secondary prizes. I don't know anybody who's won big life-altering generational wealth like this is, $40 million. And I get that winning lottery tickets are sold all the time here, but we're a big city. There's something about when it happens in a small town and you know the exact store where that winning lottery ticket was purchased. I don't know Stephanie and Brian, even though I live there. I don't know them. It's a small town, but I weirdly feel close to them because I can picture so specifically the gas station where they bought this winning ticket.
So do you feel like it's obviously not sliding doors. It's not like you've lived there in a long time or anything like that. You could have bought that ticket.
I feel like I have walked in their footsteps.
Oh, came before you were a trailblazer?
Yes, that's it. That's because of the work that I did.
Yes.
By filling up at that gas station.
They owe you.
No, they don't owe me anything. It's just I have walked in those exact steps before. I have traveled those roads. I've been in that store. It's a small town. I just weirdly feel connected to these people.
I love it. I love it. It's like going to, you know, I don't want to say like the Walk of Fame in Broadway or whatever, but there's something about like touching something that someone famous says, I get it. Like that's a neat connection. I think that's fun. And especially as you said, because it's small scale. I love it.
Yeah. It's small town, 20,000 people. Do you know anybody who's won big money, Nat, in your time?
No, well, I know of, somebody in like an extended family, they used to work at Sears when Sears was still a thing. They worked in like head office at Sears in Toronto, and one of their coworkers, he won massive. It was 30 million, 40 million, something along those lines. And he went back to work for a while, and everybody was mad. They didn't want to, because they were like, you don't need to be here, and now you're taking a job, and we know you don't need it, and also we don't want to be around your riches. It was a real thing. Which I kind of get.
Okay, like, so note to self, Aaron, if you ever win the big one, you need to quit right away.
Because, I'm not going to.
My goodness. Yes.
You know this. I refuse. I'm coming in, and if it's the Aaron Davis experience, you guys are all, oh no, I've won. You haven't won.
That's right.
You've won, Aaron. You're not coming in.
I'm coming in.
No, Aaron, before you said that if you won the camper trailer in the P&E Prize Home Lottery that you weren't coming in. And that was a camper trailer.
Okay, all right, I'm a bit conflicted. Fair enough.
Aaron might come in just to rub it into you and to
That's
me.
Right. Yeah. No, and then she's like, now, but I will leave on my turn, which is in about 3 minutes.
I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy, yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby. And what it all comes down to is that every man's gotta be fine, fine, fine. 'Cause I've got one hand in my pocket and the other one is giving up.
up with the Nat and Drew Show on today's best variety.
Move 103.5.
Good morning. It's Nat, Drew, and Aaron on the Nat and Drew Show. Well, it turns out that Gen Z is a bunch of babies.
Mom! Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Now, to be clear, some Gen Z are babies. They're like 12. The youngest Gen Zer is 12. But the oldest Gen Zer would be 27. And a new poll has found 20% of Gen Zers have brought a parent to a job interview.
I'm sorry, what's the percentage again?
20% have brought a parent to a job interview.
Mom! Mom! Mommy!
Come with me to my job interview!
Mommy!
Come with me!
Mom!
Come with me, Mom!
Of that 20%, 37% are just sitting in the office. So they're just there like as moral support. But 26% have been sitting in on job interviews. And then even a smaller percentage will also answer questions on behalf of their child.
It's like having your agent present.
Yeah. Yeah, your mom.
But an agent who loves you so much because you're doing such a good job.
Well, you know, it, like, this does not surprise me, and I've heard this, actually, and I've actually heard this from friends in HR, that this is, like, a real thing. Wow. I don't know if anybody's actually experienced a parent, but, like, certainly parental involvement in the process of finding a job. But I just think it kind of comes from, like, we started doing their homework, right?
Yeah.
We wanted their projects to be perfect in elementary school. So we straightened out their toothpicks and their popsicle sticks. Then we maybe gave them a little help in high school. and through university. I don't know. It just absolutely makes sense to me. I get how we got there because it was all off the tracks, like when they were little.
So your daughters are Gen Z, Aaron.
Yeah.
Would you be shocked if one of them came to you and asked you to go to a job interview with them?
I would love it if they said, if they spoke like that.
Mom.
Yeah.
Mom.
Yeah.
Mommy.
I would say yes.
Would you? You might love it for a moment, but I'm not sure you would continue to love it.
Well, I think it's funny because it's like, I don't know, like, yeah, I get it. I get it, right? You just want, it's, you know, it's being that snowplow parent, right? Where you just want you just clear all obstacles out of the way for them. And mm-hmm. I want to do that for them. I try not to. I really do, but I want to. I get the desire.
Yeah.
Right. To go in there and make sure they did good.
Do you remember, guys, do you remember where, when you were younger, your parents helping you, you know, Aaron, you used the example of schoolwork and stuff. Do you remember, either of you being really helped a lot with schoolwork?
Not a ton. Both of my parents were teachers. My dad, who was a high school English teacher, he was the head of the English department at the school where he taught. He refused to help me until I got to university and I was really struggling with something. He helped me with an essay on Gulliver's Travels. And it was the worst mark I ever got in English. He was so mad.
Interesting.
He was so mad. He had such an issue with the professor because he could not accept the fact that a project that he helped me with got such a poor mark.
Oh, so, I love that story.
Yeah, no, and then that was it. So my dad helping me out what lasted all of one project, mm-hmm. one essay in university, and he's like, that professor doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. No, I never got any help at all. None.
Yeah.
Zero.
No, my parents were like, you know, go look it up in the encyclopedia. And I would be like, well, we only have the letter J.
That was the free one.
That was the free one. That's all we have.
The Nat and Drew Show on Move 103.5.
Mom. Mom. Mommy.
Can we get the rest of the encyclopedia?
Please. Mommy. It is Wednesday. It is a Would You Rather Wednesday. It is the party game that we like to play on Wednesday mornings. We've got a bunch of fun scenarios that you can answer right now on the Nat and Drew Show Instagram stories, and we'll get into at least one of them before 7 o'clock.
Are you looking for an endless selection of entertainment? Get Crave. What do I mean by endless? Okay, here goes. Heart-pounding thrillers, epic adventures, the latest blockbusters, the only place to watch HBO, sizzling reality shows, homegrown originals, your favorite sitcoms. How much time do I have left? 15 seconds? Start streaming the Harry Potter film series, Shoresy, Love Island USA, HBO originals like The Penguin, House of the Dragon, The Last of Us, The White Lotus. Wait, did I mention Friends? We barely scratched the surface. Crave, endlessly entertaining.
Hi, it's Drew from my friends at Signature Mazda. And if you love the CX-90, wait until you meet the younger sibling. The brand new first ever Mazda CX-70. Think elegance refined with plug-in hybrid technology and mechanical hybrid technology that will give you great range without leaving you stranded. Take advantage of government rebates and get into a brand new Mazda CX-70 with payments from $385 biweekly. See and drive one today with my friends at Signature Mazda in the Richmond Auto Mall.
Signature Mazda dealer number D11029.
Splash into family fun at Vancouver Aquarium's Fantastic Fall Days. Fall in love with over 65,000 adorable animals, like a newly rescued sea otter pup. Harvest the magic of fall, now through October 31st. Plan your visit at VancouverAquarium.com.
Everyone loves an easy call, like getting more for less, or avoiding Highway 1 during rush hour, or banking with Van City. They give a share of profits back to their members and community and take care of your financial needs, like waiving first-year annual fees on all Visa cards. Join over 500,000 members at Van City and be a financial force for change. It's an easy call. Visa terms and conditions apply.
Join Dignity Memorial for their open house this Saturday, October 19th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Forest Lawn Cemetery in Burnaby. Discover the incredible benefits of pre-planning and lock in today's prices. Enjoy special savings of up to 18% and no interest payments over 60 months. Plus, enter to win a $1,500 travel certificate. Call today at 604-328-6079 for more info. Terms and conditions apply. Visit them at 3789 Royal Oak Avenue, Burnaby, V5G 3M1. 4000 Imperial Street, Burnaby, V5J1A4. 14831 28th Avenue, Surrey, V4P1P3. Dignity Memorial. Imagine funeral planning differently. A division of Service Corporation International Canada.
Hey up, Canada. Yorkshire Tea here. Since launching our proper tasting brew, or tea, as you like to call it, we've noticed you do things proper too. Like your favourite dish, fries, cheese and gravy. That's proper. And your winters, minus 30. Brr, that's cold. Niagara Falls, now that's a proper waterfall. How many kettles could that fill? So here's to drinking a proper brew in a country that also does things proper. Yorkshire Tea, Britain's number one brew. Let's have a proper brew.
Throwback pricing at Sleep Country? Am I dreaming?
No, this is real life.
Wait, aren't you Christine McGee, like Sleep Country founder Christine McGee?
That's me. I like your mullet.
Whoa, I have a mullet.
Yes, and it's glorious.
Celebrate 30 years of great sleep with the kind of deals you dream about, like queen mattresses starting at $449 and a free gift with a $149 minimum purchase. Hurry, ends Tuesday, only at Sleep Country. See in store or online for details.
Sleep Country, Canada.
Until October 21st, Lotto Max's Dream Big Contest is your ticket to a second chance. 30 weekly $10,000 prizes plus a $1 million grand prize when you enter tickets at lottomaxdreambig.ca. Conditions apply, must be 19 plus to play, know your limit, play within it.
Hey there, it's your friends from Toyota. We see you checking out that all-new Tacoma, dreaming about your next fishing trip. Just you, the great outdoors, and enough gear to make the fish sweat. It's time to stop dreaming about that new Toyota and start driving one. Lease a 2024 Tacoma 4x4 Double Cab SR5 from $129 weekly for 64 months at 7.19% with $3,800 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Pacific Toyota dealer today.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We've got that crash in Poco ongoing. Maryhill Bypass westbound at Broadway. Westbound Broadway is blocked. It's down to one lane on the Maryhill Bypass, so that's a bit of a mess. Get winter ready with Cal Tire. Shop and book your winter tire change online at caltire.com. Cal Tire, your local tire expert since 1953. We've got clouds and showers to start the day, but guess what? Some sunny breaks on the way this afternoon and drying up. The high will be 13, right now 10 degrees.
Today's Best Variety Move, 103.5. Good morning. It is 6:48. All right, the party game that we play Wednesday mornings, Would You Rather. Would you rather be the super smart one or the super cute one in your relationship? Drew?
Super smart.
For sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you're for sure.
No, I'm for sure. Super smart.
Your voice is going up. You're like, oh, I guess I'll go super smart.
I'll go super smart.
Super smart.
Why is my super smart on trial here this morning?
No, it didn't sound like, you pick whatever you want. It's you get to pick, but it didn't feel like you were convinced.
It'd be nice to be super cute, but I think, you know, if I put more than 0.8 seconds of thought into it, then it's, yes, absolutely, super smart.
Aaron.
Super cute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you have to think about it at all?
No. No. I've experienced super smart and it's great. But I want to be like hot.
I guess as you look back on the various relationships in your life that you've had, in some cases you are the super smart one.
Yes.
In other cases you are the super cute one.
That's true.
Yeah.
I was super cute through my 20s and 30s and then super smart.
Because you did so much schooling, right? So you learn.
Right.
You became so learned.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
That's how you know it's smart, when you say learned, I think, instead of learned.
Ooh. See, you're the smart one too.
I don't know. I feel in my relationship right now, my husband actually is, he's very smart. Like, he's super smart. And I am going to go, I mean, I want to be super smart too, but if I have to pick just one, I feel like super cute will serve me further. And that's maybe sad, but,
That's true.
But it's true.
Yeah. Let's be the super hot wives.
So sorry. Wait a second. I'm a little confused because super cute, I think is the way it's put. Like that doesn't always mean like smoking hot.
Doesn't it?
I kind of, when I wrote it, I was just kind of like, I just thought it was sort of fun to say super cute, but like super, yeah.
Cause I thought super cute could also mean like your sense of humor or your personality.
Oh, I like that too, though.
Take on things.
Yeah. It's all cute.
Okay. Yeah.
It's
but
all
that doesn't
up.
Necessarily all mean that you are smoking hot. In
but
my
you're
mind, super cute
yeah.
doesn't, that's not a term used, I think, to describe somebody who's smoking hot.
I think it's the full package though. Smoking hot, I think, is more superficial. Super cute, to your point, I think is more about like their personality is also shining through their hotness.
Mm-hmm.
So they're hot.
Agreed.
But they're also great personality.
But
I don't think somebody who's described as super cute, if you just stripped away their great personalities, you would now then describe them as being super hot.
Yeah, but you know what? I think I would take, I know we're getting a little off track now, but if you were to say like, I would take super cute over super hot.
Okay.
Because I think there is more to it.
57% of people who have voted on our Instagram story say they would rather be the super smart one.
No, nobody's listening to
super cute at 43%.
Well, I mean, smarts are important, but I think, you know, I think that the cute thing, the personality stuff, like you wouldn't be a complete moron.
Yeah. No,
you'd have the other things going for you and you're not a dummy.
Right.
So it's more well-rounded.
Right.
Super smart people sometimes don't have anything else going for them.
No. Maybe these are just a lot of super cute people taking the survey online, wondering what life would be like as a super smart one.
Smart one? Maybe.
They long for that. You can vote in all of our different Would You Rather Wednesday scenarios right now online on the Nat and Drew Show Instagram. Just click on our latest story.
The Nissan All-In Clear-Out event is on now, where you can lease or finance the 2024 Sentra from 0.99% for 24 months. Plus, qualified Nissan owners may receive up to $500 in loyalty bonus. Go all-in with a Nissan Sentra, featuring a beautifully redesigned front grille and sporty design. And the available Around View monitor will give you a 360 view of what's around you and maybe what having superpowers feels like.
Conditions apply. See Nissan.ca or your BC Nissan dealers for details.
Getting the urge to redecorate? Now's the time. It's Seiko Days. Save up to 50% on Seiko's best paints. Paints we're proud of for projects you'll be proud of. Hurry! Deal ends October 16th. Find your paint at Seiko.ca.
Lulu Island. relax in the cozy autumn vibes of Lulu Island Winery. Soak up the seasonal charm right here in your own backyard. From casual get-togethers to festive celebrations, Lulu Island Winery is the perfect spot to make fall memories with friends, family, and your furry pals. Come by. Let's make this season unforgettable together on Westminster Highway in Richmond.
Dog lovers, this message is for you. Whether you're walking, running, or playing, you love to enjoy the outdoors together. Safely, with Simparica Trio, you can be confident. As milder weather lingers later into November, even December, Simparica Trio lets you enjoy that quality time. Ask your veterinary team today how Simparica Trio can provide extended peace of mind so you're ready for your fall outdoor adventures. Visit SimparicaTrio.ca to learn more. Simparica Trio is as easy as 1, 2, 3.
Canada's biggest women's event is back. The annual West Coast Women's Show is going nationwide as the Canada Women's Expo. Join the celebration October 18th to 20th at TradeX. It's fun, fashion, food, and the best shopping at 300 vendors. Save big with exclusive show specials, fantastic fashion shows, free gifts, and nonstop entertainment on four stages. See Food Network's Anna Olsen on the culinary stage and meet Zibby Allen, Bree Sheridan from Netflix's Virgin River. The Canada Women's Expo, October 18th to 20th at TradeX in Abbotsford. Save with early bird tickets at CanadaWomen'sExpo.com.
This week is your last chance to vote in advance for the provincial general election.
I just make advance voting part of my to-do list. I'm in and out. It feels good to have voted.
Advance voting places are open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Your last chance for advance voting is Tuesday, October 15th and Wednesday, October 16th. You can find advance voting places and the dates they are open on your Where to Vote card or at elections.bc.ca.
I'm Adrienne Gear, president of the BC Nurses Union. Nurses know some cuts don't heal. Privatization and slashing healthcare budgets will put the lives of our loved ones at risk. BC needs to continue investing in public healthcare to ensure you and your loved ones have access to the safe patient care we all deserve. On October 19th, vote like your health depends on it.
Authorized by the BC Nurses Union. Registered sponsor under the Election Act. 604-433-2268.
All right, folks, it's game time. Hyundai wins the opening draw. Great start. There's the Tucson now with class-leading standard safety and tech features. Looking sharp out there. Here comes the pass by 1.49% financing. Is it true? Yes! More than 9 out of 10 Tucsons are still on the road after 10 years. What a play!
Score yourself a new Hyundai during the breakaway sales event. Conditions apply. Vehicle availability varies by model. Visit HyundaiCanada.com or your local dealer for details.
When you have high stakes on the high seas, it's all hands on deck. From producer Ryan Murphy, starring Joshua Jackson and Don Johnson. Dr. Odyssey, new episode Thursday at 9 on CTV.
This is the Nat and Drew Show. Move 103.5.
much about you.
I kinda liked it till it came to.
Made me forget that we were bad news.
Traffic. We have some volume building westbound Portman Bridge. Northbound over the Alex Fraser, counterflowing at the tunnel, things looking pretty good there. And then the ongoing problem in Poco, which is a real mess. Maryhill Bypass westbound at Broadway. Westbound Broadway is blocked down to one lane on the Maryhill Bypass right now. And that is, we've got huge traffic delays as a result. And then this just in, a crash on the Alex Fraser northbound before Cliveden. Right shoulder is affected. Space Age Tech has landed at Specsavers. Book an eye exam, including OCT, from $99 at participating locations. Eye exams performed by independent optometrists. Visit specsavers.ca for details. We've got clouds and showers to start this day, but the good news is we're going to see sunny breaks later today. The high will be 15, right now 10 degrees.
Move 103.5's what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
Today's the final day of advanced voting in British Columbia. On the campaign trail, BC NDP leader David Eby is scheduled to be in Nanaimo this morning before fanning out across the island for campaign events in Ladysmith, Duncan, and Victoria. BC Conservative leader John Rustad will be in Nanaimo tonight for a campaign rally, while Green leader Sonia Firstuno has a series of Zoom calls scheduled. Election day is Saturday. Again, today is the final day for advanced voting. The British government says cooperation is the right next step following Canada's latest allegations against India, which saw the expulsion of six Indian diplomats. The RCMP cites credible evidence that Indian agents played a role in extortion, coercion, and murder of Canadian citizens on Canadian soil. And actually, that's here on the Lower Mainland. The British Foreign Commonwealth and Development Office says it's in contact with Canada about the serious developments outlined in Canada's investigations. And what do you think about this, the latest fashion trend? One of the supposed new trends we could see in 2025, one-legged pants. A clothing label says it could be cutting-edge workplace for women.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, an iHeartRadio station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
$1,000 minute ahead, 7:35 this morning. Let's get you closer to winning the money right now and give you the answer to question one. Potassium. Potassium is your answer. Hold on to that. It'll save you some time and hopefully help you win $1,000 at 7:35.
Before the $1,000 minute, though, Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank has returned. Yesterday was the first day. We had three plays, three winners. Let's make it number four, and let's make